The one story that can supercharge your traffic and increase your conversions is your customer story. I'm going to send you 9 systems for finding and collecting those stories, no matter where they happen. Just text GMS9 to 321-392-6692 or click the link in the show notes to get those today.
In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
Garlic Marketing Show. It's Ian Garlic. I've got a great mini episode for you, solo episode. And today I'm going to talk a little about how to increase your organic traffic, increase your SEO using case studies. More importantly, case stories. And you'll see I use case studies because I want to get some SEO value out of this. And that's exactly why I use the term case studies in the title. But really, you should be telling stories. You can go in the episodes about telling stories. You know, make sure you listen to the right story at the right time. That's a very important episode for you to listen to. But talking about the right time, when someone goes to, has the intention, we talk about intention versus attention in other episodes. When someone has the intention with SEO, that means they're looking to solve a problem, right? The only reason we go to Google is we want to solve a answer question, which inevitably solves a problem. Even if you're just trying to figure out some movie star's height, weight, and birthday, it's in the back of your mind, so it's solving some sort of problem. But with case studies, you can greatly increase your traffic. First of all, let me tell you that I've seen people looking for case studies across all the sites that we manage. And they actually are typing in the term case studies into Google and searching for case studies because they want to hear the stories of people doing the stuff that they've done. I've seen this because they want to validate sometimes the work. If you're a marketer, they want to validate your work. Maybe they want to validate the concept of SEO. So people are searching for case studies. And when someone goes to Google and searches, that's what's called organic search traffic. Most of you know that. SEO, search engine optimization, optimizing for that search traffic. If you don't know the basics of SEO, got a great book called Stake Your Claim. It's an illustrated, fun book that tells you the basics of SEO. I'll put a link in there to the Amazon. You can buy it. It's not that expensive, but it's really, everyone should read it because it's the basics of SEO. But we're going to talk a little more advanced here. We're going to talk about using case studies. If you're doing video case studies, which I highly suggest, case stories, you know, you can do them. We have a course out there on how to do case stories using your iPhone. Once again, it's inexpensive, but you can use your iPhone. I mean, if you want to just go start shooting and interviewing your customers today with your iPhone, do it. This is just the kind of next level. But if you're creating those video case stories, you can create video SEO, right? Because most people go to YouTube's the second most used search engine out there. That's a fast way to get ranked for a specific term. I'll tell you the 3 things you need to make sure you do. When you optimize your video or you write a case story, write a case study, write a blog post about it. First, title it very specifically about the actual problem. And the more specific, the better, because if someone has that exact same problem, right? Whatever the problem is, where it's you want to get more traffic for your cooking blog or how to lose 7 pounds in 10 before my wedding. Having that case study there, instead of you telling how do people do it, you tell the story of someone that actually did it. It's a great way for someone to connect with you because now they're going to be interested and they're pre-sold, right? They're pre-sold on your service because they're reading that case study. So make sure that that title is very specific. And then make sure that in the description, you have as much specifics as possible. We're talking about the right story at the right time in that episode about the proper story format. what I want you to understand that the proper story format should also be happening in a lot of your blog posts. It should be happening there where you should have the exposition, conflict resolution. And in that exposition part, you're telling as much detail about the person, about the product, as much detail in this case story as possible. Because it is those details that when someone goes to Google them, they're going to be more likely to find you. Let's say you're selling TVs. Do you want to be ranked for television? You know, it's not going to happen. But if I want to have a 42-inch 4K TV with 5 HDMI, it's light enough to hang on my wall. Boom. You know I'm buying right then. If I search for that, you know I'm buying. I've done my research. I'm ready to go. And if you do a case story of someone showing that TV, people are going to buy from you. They're going to buy from you because they're like, oh man, I know that works. And that's it. So the third part is to make sure you're putting that links to that case study as many places as possible. Make sure you have a success story page on your website. Make sure you're using it throughout your funnel. Make sure you're driving as much traffic to a single source as possible, especially when it's relevant. And if you're doing those things, you're going to drive traffic. It's going to show up higher in the searches. There's a better chance of it getting linked to. There's a better chance of someone else using it someplace else. And that specific case story, especially if it's video about you, then you won't have anything to worry about because if they steal the video, well, it's still talking about you. Now, like I said, video is that definite way to go. You can get the video into the Google search results. We've done that for a lot of our clients. And you can get that video, the case study video in the search results. And isn't it better if someone Googles your terms and finds someone talking about you and how great you are and their journey and get selecting that emotional response than you just talking about the features of working with you and you telling about your unique value proposition? Yes, all day long. So hopefully by now you understand the power of the right story at the right time. And over time, when you craft and source and market other stories, you're going to have those stories built up. So then when a new media channel comes out, when it comes time to give a talk, when time to be on a podcast, when time to be on an interview, you have these well-crafted stories and you have the stories there right at your fingertips. And you have them in your marketing funnels. Because guess what? People are going to have to hear the stories over and over, especially if it's an extensive customer story. It's a great case story. They're going to have to hear parts of that story over and over and over again to remember it. And each time, they're going to have a different emotional response to it. But by being a media company, by collecting, sourcing, crafting those stories, telling the right story at the right time, I promise you, you'll have a business that's impenetrable. A business that you enjoy and that people love, the right people love. That's it for today. This has been Ian Garlick, Garlick Marketing Show. If you have any questions, please go to my Facebook page and ask them. Just comment on this post, find it, or just put a comment in there. Join us soon as we'll talk more about how to collect, how to craft, how to source these stories. We'll talk a lot about case studies in upcoming episodes. But really, it's about the right story at the right time. Start sourcing those stories right now.
That's it for the Garlick Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlick on Facebook.